We want to thank everybody for coming out on short notice. This is officially to tell you that I'll have another is retired. You can see he's in good shape. Doug will come to the microphone in a minute and explain the injury that's occurred as of this morning. So I'm afraid the history is going to have to wait for another day. Okay, Doug, why don't you put him away? Yep.
Yeah, this is extremely tough for all of us, and though it's far from tragic, no one died or anything like that, but it's extremely disappointing, and, you know, I feel so sorry for the whole team. We've had such an amazing run, you know, for me taking three buses to go to San Anita at age 10 to be here and try to make history. Got to thank Paul and Zilla for making this possible. And you know, I got to thank the team, too. A lot of them are back at the mansion. Mr. Redham let them enjoy, and they're, I think, aren't enjoying the pool and tennis court today. But Johnny, who gets on him every day, is just a great kid. Beto, who came out here just in case if we needed a backup. Innocencio, who worked his butt off every day. Benjamin, who's grazing him right now. Sabas, Leandro, I know I'm missing guys. Thumper, Rio, Tyler Seren, so Marcos. But it has just been an incredible ride, an incredible run, and I've taken so many notes, a lot of mental notes, and I know we're going to be back here again, and I know some people have asked if I thought the detention barn had anything to do with this, and absolutely not. Just a freakish thing. He has been showing a little bit of, you know, he's been a little quiet the last few days of galloping, but his legs have been great. Yesterday he galloped great, but in the afternoon we noticed some loss of definition in his left front leg, to which, like every other owner and trainer, we prayed. He just kind of hit himself, and it was just a little bit of skin irritation. We did him up in a special poultice. This morning he looked great, so I thank the racing gods there. And we did just a little easy gallop with him today. I thought he looked great on the track. And then cooling out, you could tell that swelling was back. And at that point, I didn't feel very good. I talked to Mr. Redham, and you know, immediately we got Dr. Hunt over here. He scanned him and said it was a start of tendonitis in his left front tendon, and you know, you could give him 3 to 6 months and start back with him, but obviously he's done so much that it was unanimous between the Redhams and my brother and I and everyone at the barn to retire him, and it is bummer, but again, far from tragic, but it is very disappointing.
Can I say one more thing?
Oh, yeah.
I just want to thank Doug and his entire team for the great care they've given this horse, and it was a hell of a run. And I know they're all personally very disappointed, of course, that he didn't get to show us stuff for tomorrow, because we tried to be quiet, but I really thought he was going to run off tomorrow and really show something. So we were all a bit shocked, but we have to do what's best for the horse. And if he can't compete at the top level, you know, he's done enough. And Doug, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take questions for a minute.
All right, folks. And for the questions here, like I said, have to keep the volume down. So if you have a question, just say the question. I'll repeat the question into the mic. Can you help? How Have you guys finalized stud plans yet?
Well, stud season is over for this year, so the horse, I'm going to assume, is going to go back to Hollywood Park to be in a friendly surroundings, and I guess we would be open to talking about that at some point here, but it's not an emergency to talk about where he's going to stand or what he would stand for or this and that. We're just going to look. The races are going to go on today. The big race is tomorrow. I'm going to be there as a fan now. Won't tell you who we're betting on. But we'll take a few days and let's let this play out.
There was a question, which leg and which tendon the injury occurred to?
His left front. He had tendonitis and left front superficial tendon.
Question is, what's the difference between tendonitis and a bowed tendon?
Well, a bowed tendon, you get a big old profile, and it's an advanced tendon. So it's you actually have a large lesion in the core of the tendon. This is the beginning of a tendon. Could he run and compete? Yes. But would it be in his best interest? No. And we're not. He would never get a bowed tendon.
Question is, are there any concerns that the schedule he's had over the last 5 weeks contributed in any way to this injury?
I'd say no. He's been doing great. It's just a freakish thing. And, I think when you got human or equine athlete, when you give 110% every time you step into court or on the track, you're suspect to injury, and I had been hoping and praying he would stay injury free, and it didn't happen. But again, it's like Paul said, it's still going to be a great race tomorrow, and we'll be there and rooting, and hopefully a good safe run, and hopefully whoever we pick wins.
The question is, do you know yet when he's going to be going back to California?
I think he was scheduled to go back Sunday or Monday, so that'll be the same plan.
Question is, did you have any concerns before bringing him out this morning?
No. Well, if he didn't look 100% this morning, I wouldn't have. But, I had, after yesterday afternoon, the intent was to take him out real early when it was quiet. And, one of the negatives to this detention barn is at 8:30, everyone's heading out, and you got, 10 to 12 horses all trying to go to the track, all trying to be on the wash rack. It gets a little congested, so I wanted a real quiet time with him. He looked great this morning. He trained great, but when I saw the swelling come up after the training, then, Oh, yeah, go ahead, Paul.
It should just be clear that yesterday afternoon, before any of this came up, the decision was made that he was going to have an easy morning and come out early and stress-free and just jog around the track for Saturday. So it wasn't like he had an injury and Doug took him out for a test drive this morning. That was not the case. He had a little heat, was gone. He was good this morning, probably because he was treated for the race on Thursday. It was just after that, Doug called and we just discussed, okay, we had this problem. Should we look at it? And I said, well, if you look at it and the vet comes over, it'll have a lot of attention, but what the heck? That's what's best for the horse, so that's what he did. He said, just to be precautionary, we'll scan the tendon, and it's a good thing he did scan it, and that's when he found the problem. So the horse is not lame. I mean, he could have run tomorrow. You wouldn't have known the difference had he not looked at it, so Doug, through extreme caution about the horse, had the vet come over and scan him.
We have time for two more questions. If anyone has any further questions. What was Mario's reaction?
Well, I called Mario this morning just after I talked to Doug, and he was... I think he was sort of stunned because he really didn't say much at first, and I wasn't sure that he really understood what I was talking about. And then when I explained, no, no, I'll have another, he's got to be retired, his immediate reaction was, well, should I just go home today? I go, no, you got to ride. He was sad for the horse, really. He just had a tremendous bonding with I'll Have Another, as everybody saw him on the track, and his concern was 100% for the welfare of the horse, and he expressed in the end no disappointment about him not getting the chance to ride the Belmont, just that he's glad that the horse is okay, and his safety along with the other rider's safety is paramount. So that's why the decision was made.
Okay, that's going to conclude the press conference.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks to everyone.